St. John tells us, Mary anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of ointment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Already it is now 1 week since last Thursday, when we met in church for the Pontifical Mass of the Annunciation to ordain a servant for our Lord, after the example of Our Lady, who at the Annunciation said, "Behold, the servant, the little slave girl, the handmaid of the Lord." The word deacon we learned, didn't we, children? The word deacon means he who serves. Now, our deacon who is with us today in the sanctuary will be exalted in just a few months' time to the holy priesthood, but he will always remember that his place is at the feet of Jesus to serve our Lord in the least of his members. Last Thursday, we commemorated the Passiontide Gospel of the day, which was the story we love to read throughout the year. It is one of the Gospels which occurs most frequently, St. Luke's telling of the conversion of St. Mary Magdalene, how for the first time she anointed our Lord's feet with precious ointment. Now, in the intervening days since last Thursday, children, three more times have we had the Gospel, twice in the chanting of the Passion, to tell the story of how Mary Magdalene anointed our Lord for the last time to prepare his head as well as his feet, his adorable body, for his burial. And this she did with thousands of dollars worth of perfume. She took the bottle of perfume, which was made out of alabaster, a beautiful white stone, and she broke it so as to pour out every last drop on our Lord. And when Judas saw that, he saw dollar bill signs in his eyes, and he cried out and he said, "Why this waste?" Do you remember last Thursday, a week ago, we recalled how our Lenten guide to purgatory, Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, the 16th century Carmelite nun of Florence, how she used to say that she considered that the day was a waste. It was a wasted day on which she had not denied and broken her own will. And here we have the mystery of Holy Thursday. Twice today, the Holy Gospel is chanted by the servant, by the deacon. It's not the gospel of the institution of the Blessed Sacrament, as we might expect. It's the gospel of the mandi, of the mandatum, the commandment to wash one another's feet, which shows us Jesus, as Monsieur Ollier says, as the deacon, the servant of the Father, he who is the anointed one from all eternity, kneels down and washes the feet of his disciples. His feet are not washed anymore. No, no. Now our Lord is doing the washing. He washes our feet, and today the house is filled with the odor of the ointment. Today, this gospel is fulfilled in our midst. And tonight, our Lord will break the beautiful alabaster vessel of his own will. And he will cry out, "Not my will, but thine be done," just as his mother taught him to, so that he can go on to die for the multitude who will be happy with him one day in heaven. But before our Lord does all of that, he washes feet to indicate humility to his servants whom he is about to ordain as priests. and to show us how we priests are meant to behave ourselves. Scitis quid fecerem vobis. Do you know what I've just done for you? And only then, after our Lord has done that, children, does he go on to break the barrier of bread. And when this creature willingly obeys and denies itself and gives way and ceases to be, it becomes the creator instead. And we, the other creatures, are thus nourished and fed. So too, today, with olive oil, the oil of anointing and of healing and of strength, the oil of soothing and of smoothing away sin. The oil, when it is blessed at Mass today, remains oil, but the Holy Ghost comes and he dwells in it. No wonder we cry out, Ave Sanctum Oleum, Hail, Holy Oil. Because through it, God works the wonders of healing for souls and sometimes even for bodies. And the whole house, the Catholic Church, is filled with the perfume of this ointment. So you see, children, everybody today is saying, yes, the Son of the Creator of all, his creatures when bidden, and nobody is giving God any trouble at all except for two of the apostles, Judas and Peter. Peter falls, and he says, no. He's following his own ideas. No, you're not going to wash me, Lord. And then he says later on at night, he says, no, I don't know that man. But right away he's sorry, and his tears wash away his sins. But that never occurs to the other apostle, to Judas. He breaks his own neck. He will not submit. Pride takes him to his sin of despair. Is it any wonder that nobody says yes today anymore, and that everybody disobeys? When in our own lifetime we have seen, as it were, Peter, the man presented to us as Peter, turn into Judas before our eyes, a traitor and a thief, to steal away from us the sacraments, the faith, the valid priesthood, and valid bishops, and with them to steal away the Holy Mass itself. And what and why? For 30 miserable pieces of silver and the world's passing accolade. But if you follow the story in the New York Times, you see they're not happy for too long. They'll always up the ante. Our choice is stark. Will we imitate Jesus and Mary? Thy will be done. Be it done unto me according to thy word, or Satan, non serviam, I will not serve, which leads us to final despair. Satan, who so captivates so many of the clergy and their followers, and in such numbers. But look away from that scene, and look rather at creation itself, which has been redeemed by the blood of the cross. All of creation gives us the example and obeys. Bread today is transubstantiated in oil, is set aside and exorcised because the devil must go from creation. This is the work, of course, not just of one day of Holy Thursday, but of every day of the life of the church. And this is our work, not to bend, but to break, not to negotiate, but to obey, and to take a basin and water and a ewer, and to kneel before dirt-encrusted feet and wash it away. To take then, finally, a bottle of precious perfume and to break its neck and to pour it out. A bit of bread we take and bid it to be God and to be adored. And creation obeys the priest and the creator as well, who for this purpose took mere men, rough fishermen, and made them his priests and his pontiffs until the end. To take a man's will, that's what led our Lord into the garden tonight, and to make it do God's will, by pressing the alabaster vessel of his body low to the ground, changing first the water of his sweat into his blood. He breaks his own will, and he cries out, "Not my will, but thine be done." This is the gospel. This is the good news. This is the work of this day. And still today, the house is filled with the odor of the ointment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.